couple of changes this week with a few suspensions in the camp, and with a couple of injuries, a couple of little niggles, which will be late calls. Obviously, Liam Boyce is now out for the remainder of the season. He's in operation on Saturday. But again, I think the way we have to look at it is we have to take the positives, because there's good players in our team that maybe haven't got minutes as of late and have been chomping at the bit to get on this pitch and show the Brandywell crowd what they're all about, and this is their opportunity to go and take that. St. Pat's are obviously a team banging form at the moment. Four wins in the bounce, not conceding too many goals and scoring goals. So it's going to be a difficult one, but this is why we do this. This is why we're in this. It's these challenges that you want to face. As you said, they'll probably be slightly different from Drogheda and Galway. They're a team that like to get on the ball, like to play, they like a little bit of time and space. And we have to go in with a slightly different game plan and look at the areas that we feel we can hurt Pat. We have a good record against them this season. And as every week, I couldn't ask any more of the players as far as work ethic and get into Friday night. And hopefully we'll be able to kick on from there. I have never noticed a huge change in the players as far as how hard they work or how honest they are. They take their dick in the chin and they shake at their head and they move on. And I think, as I've said on numerous occasions to them, I think we've been very unfortunate in a lot of games that we could have and should have got more from. That's no feeling sorry for ourselves or making excuses or anything like that. We get back up when we go again. We try to learn from them. The big thing, as we talked about a lot, is we have to start getting a bit of consistency, and we got to try and get on a run of games that will show the real true reflection of what we do on a daily basis. So hopefully Friday night can be the trigger for that again. As I've said on numerous occasions, Lawrence, that fans probably don't realise the influence that they have. They probably don't realise that the impact that what it means to the players on the pitch and getting behind them, and we have to do our bit. It's a two-way thing. We have to get them off their seats. We have to be exciting to watch. We have to be fully committed. We have to run harder and jump higher and run faster, and all goes with that. And we have to show the real what it means to pull that shirt over your head, and hopefully if we can do that and the crowd get behind us, I'm confident we'll be okay.